Hi, I'm Kate Burkus and I am the Walkham product champion for Visit IOM.
And you must be very busy at the moment, Kate.
I am busy at the moment because also the weather's good, so I've been able to get out and recce some walks.
Oh, well, is it a fabulous job to do this?
Yeah, it is I find it a fabulous job because it's so diverse and the Walkham product is massive. There's so many things attached to it, including infrastructure and working with other partners, stakeholders. And, you know, it's primarily my target is to bring more visitors, walking visitors to the island.
And it must be quite a popular space for walkers already, I'm assuming. We must get quite a few. I know it's been a bit different over the last couple of years because of COVID and pandemics and everything. But we are a good place to go for a walk, aren't we?
Well, it's just a dream walking destination. What we don't do, really. I don't think we've sold it well enough as a good walking destination. And I suppose that's why the product champions jobs were created. Because, you know, that's my job is to sell it as a destination. And look at it. It's like a magic place. Why would you not come here walking? It's like a huge playground, isn't it? You know, it's not just for walkers. Anything to do with adventure, you know, we have it.
Anything outdoors. And I love, actually, I noticed on one of your posts that I was looking at earlier that you use the tagline, empowering the next generation to explore the great outdoors, because you're really keen, aren't you, on getting young people out there?
Yeah, it's funny because that primarily isn't my job at Visit IOM. My job is to promote walk and tourism on the island. But I worked at the Isle of Man College for 10 years and then I was at the Children's Centre 10 years before that. So I've always worked with young people in a wellbeing role. So I just can't seem to be able to lose that passion to encourage young people to be more healthy and resilient. So that is part of this, is to encourage people to go outdoors. And it's no coincidence when you go outside that you feel amazing, is it? Right, you're in the forest. Who said I felt rubbish after going in the forest? It just doesn't happen. And it's all free, you know?
And a lot more people have been engaging with it since lockdown, haven't they? Because it was a free way to get a bit of exercise, to sort of like get some fresh air in your lungs. And you've actually experienced a lot more young people who have been contacting you about this, especially alongside your other role, sort of with the Ramblers Association, who wants to be getting outside and doing more of this.
Well, the Ramblers have had an increase in 40% in young Ramblers. And we'll use the word young loosely because young Ramblers are probably around 20 or 30. And that age group is 40% increase. That's humongous to have that many people out there walking in that age group. So obviously I've put out onto social media, does anyone fancy being part of a young Ramblers group? And the impact of what I've had from that on social media through messages and texts and emails was phenomenal. I mean, I think it took me 4 days just to answer all the messages. So this is how loud can young people speak? They want to be outdoors, but they kind of just need someone to pull it all together and go, right, we'll organise all these walks and all these adventures and you just come along. So here we are and we're going to do it.
Because then with your lead and the other members of the group as well leading, you'll be able to suggest places that they might not have known about or might not have thought about, and places as well that presumably would be safe enough for them to go on if they're sort of new to rambling.
Absolutely. And you know, I just see myself as a mentor, really. And the reason this has come about with the young Ramblers is because I have a lot of connection with the Ramblers and I've made a lot of connections with them to try and encourage them to come to the island and use it as a walking destination. And then the young Ramblers they have a lot of socials, young Ramblers groups across the UK, and they always tend to have one or two walking weekends every year. Why are they not coming to the Isle of Man? This is a great destination, this huge playground. We've got great bars and restaurants. But what I found happen is the young Ramblers were saying, oh, can I just connect them with your committee or your secretary of the young Ramblers on the island? And we haven't got one, so I thought, right, let's have one, let's get one, and let's start encouraging the young Ramblers to come to the Isle of Man.
And as you say, the response has been amazing. How many messages have you had?
I had 108 on Messenger. I must have had over 20 emails, and then people text me who knew me, so probably over 150 connections just from that one post.
And I'm going to suggest that pre-COVID, we would not have had that many people contacting you.
Walking has been the fastest growing activity and is the fastest growing product in tourism anyway. That it's growing so big because people now tend to go on holiday and will look for a place to walk. You know, they'll find a website or a booklet and go, OK, we're going to go on holiday, but hey, let's go walking while we're there.
Okay, then. So who would you say this Young Ramblers group is actually for? Do you have to have experience? Can anyone join?
Yeah. It was really quite funny on social media. I don't know whether you've seen the post, but there were so many people posting funny comments like, am I too old? Like, what's the age limit? You know, are we going to have an old Ramblers cake? You're going to set an old Ramblers group up? I was like, we'll have a middle-aged Ramblers and we'll have an old Ramblers, you know. And there is lots of walking groups on the island as well, you know, so I don't want to dismiss those because there is walking groups you can join on the Max Footpass group at start. They run so many walks every year. But this particular group, I think, for me, I'm not in that category, but young people, they have a way they like to do things and I think they need to run it themselves. I will mentor it, but I will not take the lead because they will do it. And if they want to walk and go for a few pints after, well, that's what they want to do. So I think they need to lead it themselves.
And what about routes then for those who are maybe a little bit less able? Do we have routes like that here on the island?
Oh, yeah, we do. And that's a piece of work that I've been doing with DOI and DEFA. And also I've engaged Steve now from the Wooden Spoon wheelchair group. So Steve and I have met and we're going to work with DOI and DEFA on the accessible routes and we're going to work on getting them on a map so we know they're there and when people come to the island they can see we do have accessible routes. And DOI have been, DEFA have been great actually working on these routes. So the Young Ramblers, I'm hoping that on that programme of events when they're leading walks, there'll be walks for people that need accessibility and wheelchair access. So yeah, these walks are for everybody. Walks on wheels, let's call it.
Oh, I love it. And you've also put a post out requesting people who might want to put themselves forward as volunteers to sort of help again with the sort of mentoring side of things. How's that gone?
Amazing. Right. So I was hoping, because I've been in contact with the Ramblers and how I'm going to mentor this group. And really, they think you should have four or five people at the beginning, you know, committee members. And, you know, it is a bit of a formal process to start a Ramblers group. And you will need someone to manage finances and you will need a committee. But you'll also need volunteers who have skills that can lead walks. I got 20 people, all, you know, I've got a lawyer, I've got someone who's a mountain leader. You know, the skills already in the committee is amazing. It's going to be a really, really, really strong group. So watch out, all the young people of the Isle of Man, because you're going to get some great, great walks and activities coming your way.
So exciting. And, you know, here I was saying, let's get you in to talk about it because you've got a meeting tonight in Peel at Roots. But actually, you're full.
Yeah, we're full. There's no room for any. And I don't want to dismiss that because if anybody is really keen or you want to lead walks or you would like to be part of a committee, we will not say no. You'd be more than welcome. It's just that Roots is only small and we physically can't fit any more people in there.
So if someone, obviously they're not going to be able to go to the thing this evening, but how can people find out more information if they do want to be a part of this?
Okay, so they could email me or they could find me on Facebook. And I think the Facebook post has got all my details on it.
And that was on the Isle of Man general advice page, wasn't it? The sort of big group over here.
Yeah. Or they could email me, soul, as in your heart, soul, adventures, IOM, @gmail.com.
That is a good email address, Kate.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
We are loving that one. I've got to ask you, though, before you go, I want some of your top walks on the Isle of Man. Where should we try on the same weekend?
We are about to launch at Visit IOM, the summit routes, because, you know, we have this beautiful coastal path, the Radnor Follow, which you know that we sell wonderfully, and we have the Heritage Trail, but I think our bigger hills have been a little bit neglected, the Manx Hills. So we have 28 summits over 1,000 feet on the island. In fact, we have more than that, but some haven't got names. But watch this space because we're hoping to name them at another point in the future. So there's 28 summits and you'll see them because you look out your window and you see these really high hills. Then we're going to give them a little bit of love and we're going to launch them and we're going to launch some routes where you could go out and have a big, good hill walking day and you might end up in the Victory Cafe for a nice pie, you know, high up on the island. So watch this space for new routes because they're going to be launched very soon.
Do you need lots of kit? Do you have to spend money on kit to go rambling?
No, not necessary on the Isle of Man. Not now we're hitting this spring summer season, not at all. Your boots are great because boots will protect your ankle, but really let's hope we're all walking in shorts and t-shirts the next 5 months, eh?
So we've just had a beautiful weekend. Did you get out walking, and if so, where did you go?
Yeah, well, I fell in love with getting into waterfalls at the moment, so I'm trying to find spots on the island where I can walk and then get in the waterfalls at the same time.
That just sounds like bliss, Kate. It really does.
Well, we live in bliss. It's on our doorstep. How grateful should we be to be living here?